Okay.
And a pair of beans.
Okay. Why do you call straps one over the shoulders to support the trousers?
Galluses.
When a person goes out on a rainy day, he puts up an...
umbrella.
What is the last thing that's put on a bed when it's made up?
Spread.
A person in bed rests his head on a...
pillow.
What do you call a large pillow that extends across the bed?
A bolster.
If a boy threw a rock across a river and it landed on the other side, you'd say the rock didn't go just halfway across the river. It went...
across.
Okay.
Plumb across.
Okay. What's something like a blanket that goes on the outside of a bed? Like it might be a patchwork?
Well, it's a bedspread, but it's a counterpin.
Okay. Now, would you describe the difference between a counterpin and a
bedspread? Well, it's practically the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Long time ago, they called them counterpins. Now they call them bedspreads.
Uh-huh. But it's about the same?
It's about the same thing.
Okay. What do you call something that goes on the outside of a bed? That goes on top of the bedspread. Sometimes you might fold it up at the foot of the bed and then pull it up at night. Not a blanket, but something else.
A quilt.
Okay. Now, let's see. What do you call a bed that's made up on the floor?
Pallet.
And what do you call flat, low-lying land along a stream?
Bottom land.
Okay. Oops. What do you call low-lying grassland? Do you have a term for that?
It's kind of called as a pasture.
Okay. What do you call lowland an inland country? Well, not necessarily an inland country, but lowland that's covered with water. Might have cypresses in it.
Well, it's a pond of swampy.
Uh-huh.
Swampy pond. If it's not covered in water, it ain't no pond, but if it's low and got cypress, it's swampy.
Okay. What do you call grass that grows along a river or by the ocean? Tall grass.
Cane? A kind of a...
No, this isn't thick like cane, this thing I'm talking about. It's more like just ordinary grass, except it's tall.
Had some of that land called old ribbon. Old ribbon grass is what we call
it. Uh-huh. Well, now, does that always grow near water, or does that grow
well,
to standing
grass? Well, it grows in low places. Sometimes it grows on high land, but more out grows on lowlands and in pastures. And if it grows where there's a lot of cows, they keep it eat off,
uh-huh.
And they'll eat it off till it kills it out.
Uh-huh.
Where hogs and cows is.
Let's see. What do you call very rich black soil? Have a word for it?
Well, it's heavy rich land, they call it. That's what they call it. That down there, they'll call that a heavy rich bottom.
Okay. What do you call a sand clay mixture? Do you have a word for that?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't know about that.
Some people want to get water out of a swamp, and so they are. What?
They'll get water out of the spring?
Yeah, they want to get water out of the swamp, though. They want it to make it dry land.
Oh, they ditch it off.
Okay. Would you ever say they're draining it?
They're draining it.
To get the water out, they might have to cut a drainage.
Ditch.
Okay. What do you call a shallow arm of the sea that has a current in it?
No, I know that.
Okay. What do you call a small freshwater stream?